Hyperspace was about the game Asteroids. I guess the name Asteroids really didn't work very well as a song title. It was a really hugely popular game at the time. It was one of my favorites. I loved it. In fact, we had been playing in a band a year before that. We'd been playing at a resort at Lake Lanier, Georgia, a big hotel up there. And they had an Asteroid machine in their game room downstairs by the pool. And I personally pumped tons of quarters into that thing on every break. We would go in there and play it constantly. I loved it. It was a great game. The sound effects and the explosion, it was great. Loved it. Asteroids was the only song on the album that didn't have the game's name in the title. We recorded the album right after Christmas in 1981. My son Jason got a toy space gun for Christmas that year, which had a really cool sound, and I was fooling around with it and took it over to the studio while we were working on the album, just, you know, messing around with it and stuff. And Gary loved how it sounded, and he said, you know, I'm going to use that, and he did. He decided to use it in this particular song, and that explains the album credit for Jason's space gun. Don't have the gun anymore. Wish I did. It'd be fun to have it. The game itself is pretty simple. You fired missiles at giant asteroids floating across the screen before they hit you. They got really intense as it went on, so we knew we needed something really upbeat for the track. Like Donkey Kong, Hyperspace was actually inspired by another song. Gary was visiting this friend who had a studio up in North Atlanta, and there was a gospel group happened to be in there recording some music. And it was really good, great music. Gary really loved it, especially fell in love with one particular song that had a really just a great groove to it. So when we started working on this particular song, Gary remembered that, kind of recalled it, decided to use the same kind of feel on this song, and also there was a particular guitar lick they had used that we really liked, so we did a kind of our own version of the guitar lick in the song. Jenny, Larry, Chris, and I played on the track, and I think this track had the best feel of any of the tracks on the album. It was really, really a great track. I really know how to play.